Welcome back to Beyond the Bio. If you're new here, it's the series where we break the surface to get to know the newest additions to Arizona football's coaching staff. And in the studio today is Arizona football's newest offensive coordinator, Seth Dagey. Coach Dagey, welcome to the studio. Welcome to Arizona football. Before we get into your bio and background, though, we got to talk about the news of the hour. Noah Fifita has announced that he is coming back. What has it been like to get to know him over this past week?
Well, you know, I knew him in high school, so I kind of knew he was always a baller. I mean, this guy's a real dude. I've always been extremely impressed with him throwing the football. He's got, a shorter guy, he's got really big hands, and so he's always been able to spin the ball really tight. And he fits the system so well, like he's almost made to play in the system that I want to run. And so I'm super excited about it. And obviously getting to know him, you know, the older version of Noah, these last couple of days has been awesome. He's been in my office like constantly, and we've just been kicking it and talking football. We're both built from the same cloth, so it's almost like a match made, and I'm super excited about him. Obviously, you know, this offense is going to be better with him behind center.
That's a perfect transition, because I wanted to ask you about being a quarterback. Was that just the position that you gravitated towards when you started playing?
You know, it's funny. My dad was a defensive guy, defensive coordinator. He's been a head coach for a long time, obviously very successful, but he kind of made his name being a defensive coordinator. So I was always wanted to be a middle linebacker. And I was a middle linebacker. I knew his defense, and actually grew up loving Nebraska for a long time because of there was a guy named Clint Finley from the small town I grew up in. Ends up, he's kind of like the one guy that ended up making it, you know, D1. And he'd always send me these posters of the black shirts, and they'd be signed. So it was like a defensive mentality in my house. And I really enjoyed watching Eric Crouch run the triple option. So I was like, growing up, I was the kid that played with the, you know, in the triple option on NCAA that loved defense. Until I was in the sixth grade, maybe. My dad took me to a Texas Tech game, and Cliff Kingsbury threw for about 600, and forever changed my mindset since then. So I'm all about throwing it now.
What's your favorite football memory that you share with your dad?
I mean, there's just so many. It's just hard to pin one. It was so awesome growing up in a small town with him, because he let me, I mean, I was in the off-season training drills, like the mat drills as a kid, like he was letting me do it. He was letting me be a part of everything, the lifting. I was the water boy. I ran the scout team quarterback. I mean, it was just a lot of fun being around like him and his staff. Like, those guys raised me. And so I feel like I'm the person I am today because of those guys. But the one story I will tell you is he knew I could actually throw the football pretty well when I was the water boy, or the ball boy, if you will. And so anytime he got mad at the referee, he would tell me to throw it really, really hard. And so I'd try to throw it as hard as I could to try to, like, really hit the referee in the chest with the ball. And obviously got ridiculed for it by the referee, but that was his way of kind of getting back at the refs.
How old are you?
I was at least 12, 11 maybe. But he would say, Seth, throw it hard. And so I'd throw it as hard as I could at the ref, and that was his way of getting back at him.
That's awesome. Would you say he's your inspiration to go into coaching?
No doubt. He's the best coach I've ever been around. I know him being my dad is biased, but I've been around some of the best coaches in the world, big time names, and no disrespect to those guys, but they're not in the same circle. I mean, he's just him and the guys that raised me. There was no ego. There was no, obviously they wanted to take care of their families financially. And so, but obviously as a high school football coach in a small town, that only goes so far. But they were there strictly because they love kids, and they love developing kids, and they wanted to put kids in a position to have success, you know, moving forward with their life. And so, you know, they really defined what coach really meant to me at a young age.
So you went on, played at Texas Tech, and then if my math's right, you've been in about 6 different conferences since then. Mm-hmm. How exciting is it to be back in the Big 12?
It feels like home, right? Obviously the league is different from when I played, but it's still, you know, it's a very competitive league. Everybody's good on offense in this league, and it's always been that way. And so, you know, to me, it's a really fun league to play in. and I'm really excited to be back in it.
Were you superstitious at all when you played?
I'm not superstitious, but there's some routines. Like, I always wore eye black, even though it was a night game. Like, you know, eye black obviously meant for the sun, but there was just a look I had. And I think as a coach still, I kind of go with a specific look on game day. But no superstitions. Just, you know, obviously stay in the routine of, you know, as a quarterback, I constantly studied and watched tape all the way up until warmups. I do the same thing as a coach. I'm at, you know, even if we go to an away game and the locker room is like tight and there's nowhere to sit, you're in the shower with your computer just watching and making sure that you've seen every inch and every clip of tape that we have available to us to make sure we've covered everything and there's not some type of something that you see that doesn't spark something right before you go play. And so you're covering it all, but still do that to the day.
Well, you know, are gonna get along great then. His preparation is unmatched.
There's no doubt. Yeah. He's always constantly talking about, I guess yesterday we were in my office and just talking football, man, just chopping it up and having a good time. And he looks at me and goes, "You could talk football all day." And I was like, "Absolutely." And he said, "Me too." So it's gonna be fun. I'm excited that he's here. Like I said, I think he's a special player. There's no doubt that we gotta grow, both of us. And I think both of us are humble enough to say that there's areas in our game and or whatever we do that needs to improve. And so, you know, obviously going through that journey together is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we're so glad to have you and have you leading our offense. Thank you for your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Bear down.